Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
Joe Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. We got a treat again tonight. We got Carol Ann back, and that's always fun to have her here. So now we'll start the show. I'll bring Carol Ann on. Hi, Carol Ann.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Hi. How are you?
I am good. It's always nice to have you on the show. Everybody's excited.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be here. Always have a good time with you.
So, what have you been doing lately? What do you got coming up?
What do I have coming up? Nothing. So my regular show is Thursday evenings on Goldilocks Productions, 8 p.m. YouTube, Rumble, and you can see previous shows on BitChute, and we're on audio platforms like Spotify, Google Play, iHeartRadio. Every Thursday night, you can join us if you'd like. And what else are we doing? That's about it. I've been doing some crystal ball readings, and which I don't like doing because I don't like what I'm seeing. But other than that, you know, doing readings and just the normal everyday thing, thank God, get through every day.
Yeah, I've just been doing my regular readings here and there, and then I'm going to go to Sarasota this weekend, so that'll be fun. So that's what
good.
I'm doing,
good.
And then I'll set up the shows for August. I haven't done it yet, but you guys will be apprised when I do. Well,
okay.
I guess we'll get on with the show because we have quite a few people waiting. So
okay.
775. Let's see if we can make it work. Hi, 777.
Hello.
What's
Hi,
your
ladies.
Name?
Thank you. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
And what's your question?
I had my 71st birthday on July the 6th. I have been paying 20 years on a long-term care policy, $53,000 in premiums. I need to use it, and they're not jumping up and down approving me. I switched from Jane to Tina as my case manager. I have so much supportive proof in my medical records. Will I be approved for my long-term care to have them come to my apartment and help me before the end of August?
Go ahead, Carol Ann.
Well, I'll tell you, the long-term care can be a problem. I know that from my sister's personal experience. I will tell you, make sure that you use an agency, somebody who's certified to come in and help you, or they will not cover it. August, I feel more like September. I think you're still going to be dealing with them in August, but I feel September sounds better to me. What do you think, Kelly Jo?
Yeah, you're going to have to jump through hoops. They aren't going to want to give it to you.
Right. Hardly worth paying for, I wonder. You know, people pay for it out of fear because they're afraid something will happen to them and they won't be covered, and then something does happen and, you know, typical, they don't want to cover it. So glad that you have a new person representing you on there, a new agent, so that's good.
Well, thank you. I feel intuitively that it was very wise to switch from Jane to Tina. They don't write policies like this anymore, ladies. It's a very rich
nope.
indemnity plan, but
That's
I have
good.
MRIs, CT scans, clinical notes, occupational therapy, et cetera, to support me. So as long as I'm persistent, do both of you ladies feel that I will be approved by September of this year?
I get the month of September. So Kelly Jo's been doing this longer than me. What do you get, Kelly?
Yeah, more towards the end of September. But you're going to have to fight him. You might have to bring on a lawyer.
Okay. Ooh.
That would be expensive. I hope not.
Well, you don't want to pay. I say close purse strings.
Yeah. Yeah. That's typical.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But we'll keep good thoughts for you. So.
Yeah. Thank you.
I have mentioned that my background is in the healthcare field.
It don't matter. They don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I also mentioned that I've worked with the Department of
Insurance. You're
going
to have extra help. And if you get a lawyer, maybe you can pay him for an hour or two and have him send a letter. So that'll help.
Oh, there you go.
If they think that'll be helpful.
My doctor, Robinson, wrote a letter that's pretty powerful that I will give them.
Good.
Okay. Thank you. I hope you have a good night.
Thank you, ladies.
All right. 805.
Hi,
hello,
Kelly Jo. Hi, this is Donna in California. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. You're my go-to girl. I have a housing appointment. I have one every year. You know, it's an annual report. They look at 6 months of bank accounts and everything. And I did win some money, but I wrote it down on the sheets I had to fill out. And I wanted to know if everything's going to go okay and am I going to pass?
Yeah, no problem. Flying colors.
Oh, good. Okay. Cool. That's what you told me last year. And wonderful. I wanted to ask you real quick, too. There's a man named Brian. He's in Norway. He's a friend of my friend that lives in Hawaii, Marlene. And he's 89, and he's going to be moving to Hawaii. She wants me to meet him. You know, maybe I could help him out a little bit or whatever. And do you see that happening?
Yes.
Oh,
good. I'll be able to do that for, you know, not all the time, but it's like, yes. So you'll have, like, things that you can do here and there to help. Yeah. Go ahead, Carol Ann.
Hi, Carol Ann.
I was getting a short-term, you know, a short-term kind of thing. And I think you might enjoy his company.
Oh, good. Yeah, he's an American.
Although he can be a little cantankerous, but I think that you will enjoy his company.
His wife died 6 months ago, and he has no kids or anything, so Marlene's going to help out, and it's going to bring me into the picture, too, to help out.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be nice.
Oh, good. Wonderful.
Okay. Yeah, I see he's playing lots of cards.
Oh, good. I like that. Wonderful. Good. Well, I'm excited about that. I look forward to going to Hawaii. Okay. Well, thank you, both of you.
All right.
Appreciate
welcome.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
All right. How you get a hold of me is KellyJoePsychic.com and 561-333-5367. And how do we get a hold of you, Carol Ann?
My website is CarolAnnCarey.com, and Carol Ann is CarolAnn. Carey is the last name, and you can reach me through there. And I'm on Facebook, and you can get me on Getter and Twitter and a few other places. But so there you
okay.
go.
205. Hello, 205. Where are you from? What's your name?
Hi, ladies. My name is Patricia. I'm from Alabama. It's so good to hear from you, Kayla. You always hear from Kelly Jo. So it's good to hear that you're back. My question is, may I ask for a general, or do I need to be more specific?
you got to be more specific because it's short.
Okay. Okay. I had damages done back here in March. Wind hail damage to my home interior. And I've been with my homeowner's insurance for about 2 years. And so when I filed a claim, they rejected like twice. So I had to hire an appraisal. And so now we're in appraisal kind of like negotiation settlement type deal. And I want to know, when do you see a final settlement? And if you see an amount, if you let me know. But when do you see the settlement happening?
Go ahead, Carol Ann.
October.
Okay. Do you see an amount, Carol Ann, anything?
Well, there's a five in it. I don't know if it's 5,000, 500, 550. I get a five in it, so... I think it's doable. I think I don't know if it's what you would want. I'm sure you would want more, but I think it's doable, and it'll go towards making your repair. So I think you'll be okay.
Okay. Okay.
And yeah, and I see like two checks, like one, the first half of one, the mm-hmm. second half. I don't know why.
Okay.
I think that's how they pay.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Do you see a time frame, Kelly Jo? It's the roof, and it's like four rooms interior damage from water.
Like Carol Ann said, October, but it's like before Halloween.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then probably another payment like December.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
They
Thank
may pay
ladies.
For one
I'll
part
left.
And then pay for the other part.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. I love you,
well,
ladies. Many blessings.
All right. Have a good night.
Have a
Okay. 561. Hello, 561.
Hello.
What's
Hi.
Your name? Where are you from? And what's your question?
This is Stacy from Florida. I was calling to see what you see in regards to me getting a job with these applications I'm putting out, please.
Well, I do see you getting a call on the second application you put out. You'll have, like, two phone interviews, and then you'll have, like, a real, you have to go to the brick and mortar. And you'll get interviewed by two men.
Okay.
So, and I think that they'll really like you, and I think you'll probably be hired within 3 weeks. Go ahead, Carol Ann.
I see you working, I would say, probably the end of August, September. By September, I get like September 15th. I get something about merchandise, so I don't know if one of them is a management retail thing. And I don't know if anything is medical. So I have merchandise and medical.
It is.
So I don't know if okay. So I don't know how that applies.
Medical and management. Okay.
Okay. Okay, good. I don't know what the merchandise is. It might be maybe they're talking, I don't know if any of it is like medical appliance or device. I don't know if that's out there, but it might have something to do with that. Like inner stem therapy or walkers, I don't know, something. But they're going to like you, and you have a nice manner about you, a nice calm manner. So I know you've been through the mill, but this is going to help you tremendously. I think you're going to enjoy it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Mm-hmm. You as well.
Good night.
Thank you.
All right.
Night.
There we go. 520. Hello,
oh, hi.
Yeah, what's your name? Where you from? And
Lisa from Arizona. So happy to talk to you. Thank you. I just wondered if you saw any settlement coming for me after the passing of my the person I was involved with for a great number of years.
Go ahead, Chair.
Well, unless it was specifically noted, was that the case?
I'm still looking into it, and I'm meeting with some professional in the legal system. I have an appointment set up.
The reason I'm saying if it wasn't specifically noted in a will, it could be difficult, but that's my feeling. I mean, and you would know that. You would know if you were specifically mentioned. If you're just going for a shot in the dark, like I've been with him for several years, this is his estate, I want to make a claim, it's a possibility. It would be about 2 years, I think. So, Kelly Jo, what do you got?
I think he I don't know if he had a will or not. Have you found a will?
I'm still in the process of working through stuff on that end.
If he had a will, he did put something for you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
If he had a will, he'd put you in part of it.
Oh, you see it then.
But you got to find the will.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to a lawyer within a few weeks. I have the appointment set up, so... You know, I just want to get into some peace. I just want peace. I just want to go get this done and over with. Do you see that happening anytime soon?
No, it's not going to happen soon.
Okay.
Nope. Because it's not direct. You know what I'm saying? If you you should have a, if he had a will, you should have a copy of it. And if you don't have a copy of it, you have to have a lawyer make a claim. Or ask his lawyer for a copy of it to see if you're in there. That's the dicey part, and that's why I'm saying two. Now, could be, I'm getting two. Could be 2 months, 2 years. I feel 2 years. I feel it's a struggle. Because if he had a will, you should have had a copy of it. So that's what I'm curious. Now, he may have a will, and you just don't have the copy, and that's what the lawyer is trying to get to see. But it's not going to be an easy road. I think there is something. It's not $1 zillion, but I think there's something there. And so I wish you a lot of luck with that. I mean, Kelly Jo is much better at this than I am.
I hope that helped you a little bit.
Okay, thank you.
All right, welcome.
Thank you.
Okay.
Got to be specific, ladies.
Well, but
you know?
Sometimes things happen and what a mess.
Yeah.
Okay. 917.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
This is Bryn. Hi.
Hi, Bryn.
I'm in Encinitas, California. And I have a specific question. I'd like to know what you pick up about the evolution of my artwork. I want to make artwork that can help people, sort of give them an experience, kind of channeled artwork. So I just want to see where that's going.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead, Carolyn.
Okay. I get very healing work, and it will be channeled. It's very healing work. And the only problem with you is that you may try to direct it. Let spirit guide you and see what happens. That's the only advice that I could give you because they're using you for a specific purpose is what I get. And it's very healing, particularly for people who are going to have had a loss, people who have been involved in the Holocaust, and people that are going through chemo. Does that make sense?
I haven't heard that before. I've heard that it's going to help people and something, but I never heard the specifics of what you said. So.
Okay, well, that's what I got. I hope that is the case. But whatever demographic that you're going to be directing to, try not to control what's coming through. Let spirit guide you. And because they're using you for a purpose. So that's what I get. What about you, Kelly Jo?
What I'm seeing is a lot of gentle colors and water and flowers and just calming pastels, you know. So when you look at the painting, you just have a sigh of relief.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's great. That's what my intention is about, is to help people transcend.
Like Carol Ann says, let it flow.
You're going to be mixing colors too. I sorry to jump in, Kelly Jo. I get otherworldly colors, colors that you may not favor or aren't your, you know. I get a lot of indigo, a lot of lavender, some pinks, there'll be some reds involved, some greens and blues, but almost otherworldly is the word that I get. So,
okay, interesting.
Right, good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you both. Yeah, take care.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
That was fun.
Yeah, a question we can sort of work with.
216. 216.
Hello.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Hello, Kelly Jo. Hello. My name is Sharon. I'm calling from Ohio.
Okay.
Happy Monday. Question.
Monday.
It's either going to be the last week of July or the first 2 weeks of August. I have my semi-annual review. It's the 6 months. How do you feel that going with me? It's being done by somebody different this year, not the big boss. The team lead, a different person.
You don't worry too much.
I know. I know. I wish I did, and I worry.
You're okay.
I know.
You have good marks. You're doing your job. You're doing your quota. You're fine.
She's going to find one thing. I think it's a female. She's going to find one thing. And that's what she does. She thinks she's not doing her job if she doesn't bring up something
that may need
a little twerk, okay? So don't take it personally. This is all about her. It may be your review, but it's all about her. So just smile and say thank you and keep moving.
I know.
Yeah.
Funny. It's all about her.
I know. I just get nervous because of my age. If I ever lost a job, not at this age, I wouldn't. I shouldn't say that. I swear to God, I have PTSD for my last job. I swear to God. Thank you, Kelly Jo. Again, as usual, you're always to the point and direct. I love it.
You're welcome. You're all right.
Have a nice evening, both
good
of
you,
okay?
You.
Thank you. Thanks.
Bye. All right, 604.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello. What is your name and where are you from?
I'm Charlene and I'm from Canada. I'm in British Columbia area, Vancouver.
Yay! Hello, Canada. How can we help you?
Hi. There's so many things I could ask, but I know we're directing to one. I believe since I've heard so many legal questions, my uncle passed in May of 2021, and eight of us were named in his estate as 10%. I would be receiving 10%. The woman who is the executor, we've got a lot of questions about her. Is she going to be honest, or is she being sneaky, and do you see the money settling soon?
Go ahead, Caroline.
What do I get? Why do I get right-handed with her? She will do what she is instructed to do, but I feel like there might have been a little skim there. So I think you're right to be cautious of her. You will get something. As the executor, she may have micromanaged something, but I think you will all get the same. I don't know if it's quite as much as you should have gotten, but, you know, minus a little bit. She may pocket a little bit. She gets 10% anyway. But
not
10.
Not
10,
no.
Something.
She's entitled to, I think, up to 5% with Canadian law.
Oh, okay.
He was very generous with her already. So, and she wasn't named as one of the beneficiaries for the settlement of the actual assets.
She's a little greedy, too. So.
Yeah, it feels weird. And she's being uncommunicative, which is frustrating because you know, supposedly she loved him dearly, but we're all like, what the heck? This feels weird.
Yeah. Yeah. No, she'll get it done. It'll get done. What do you got, Kelly Jo?
I feel like he has the will buttoned up, and he's standing there looking at her with his arms crossed, tapping his foot.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's annoyed. Does she, do you think it'll be in around 100 for each of us, like 1,000, or is it a lot less or just a little, or do you get a number around it?
I think a little more than 1,000 because he had more assets than you thought.
Okay,
so,
well, I meant 100,000, right? Like not 1,000, just because the house fell.
You'll all be pleasantly happy.
Okay. Well, I'm still in shock that we're getting anything. It's just weird that she's being so...
she doesn't want to tip her hand. She's got to get a hold of everybody because there are like 8 of you. Yeah, so...
Well, it's all pretty transparent from our point, but as Bryce said, we're all talking to each other. Mm-hmm. Sorry?
But you are going to get what you're...
Yes.
He planned for you to have. You all will get the same amount.
Right.
Okay. Well, certainly it's shocking, I guess, it's also nice because everybody's talking with each other, and I know that would make him very happy because
absolutely
important to him.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, any idea of when?
No, I don't get a time. Well, it's before December of this year.
Yeah,
okay.
I would say September through November. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She's diddling around. I don't know what she's doing.
It's weird because she could have handed it over because there was another person named, and she's just chosen to be weird about it for whatever reason.
She's in her glory.
It's sad.
But it will get sorted out, so don't worry.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you
good
both very, very much. I appreciate it. Be well. And welcome to come to Vancouver anytime. It's beautiful here.
All right.
Thank you.
Be well.
All right. 212. Yeah, it's the flavor of the month, the estate planning stuff. Hi, 212.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Hello, ladies.
Hey.
Hi, my name is Mary. I'm calling from New York, and I didn't hear what you just said.
I said the flavor of the month is the estate planning stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, it's so funny because I happen to be the executor of an estate, but there's that wasn't the question that I had in mind, though. Even though I am curious about how things are going to turn out. Yes. I'll give you a little bit of relief. So I recently took a test to join the Foreign Service, and I'm waiting to hear back on whether I'm going to make it through to the next round, and I'm wondering if I will, in fact, actually be offered a job as a Foreign Service officer. And in the meantime, since it takes a long time for the process to roll out, I'm wondering if I'm going to be able to get a well-paid part-time remote job. And if you see something like that happening relatively soon.
You go first, Carol.
I get dollar signs like it's a financial, something to do with finances, this foreign office. It has something to do with finance. The thing that you're looking at, the position that you're looking at, I do get a yes, but
okay,
I also get
great.
The month of May, and I think we're talking spring. I think the job would be before that, but before anything takes off, I get May. So I think there's more than one opportunity there. You may have to weigh them both. Let's see what Kelly Jo has to say, but that's what I get. I don't get like 100% guarantee. I do get something there, but I don't know if it's exactly what you were planning, but it could be something. Okay, so let's see what Kelly Jo says.
Foreign job coming through for you. You're in. They like your qualities, and you're really going to enjoy it. And your next job has to do with I don't know if there's you're going to be like a print or a graphic company is your part-time job. I'm seeing something that, and that there's papers. You know, I'm seeing like something grabbing the paper and sticking it over. I don't know what it is.
Well, now that's interesting because
it looks like an old-fashioned printer, but they don't have printers anymore. So I don't know what this machine is, but you're going to enjoy it and make some good money while you're waiting to get hired for the services you want to do. And they say you got to do upper arm strengthening. So do your pulley uppies.
Okay. I'll exercise again.
You know, your upper arm strength, you need to get that going.
Yeah.
And then do your sharpshooting practice, too.
Sharpshooting?
You're going to be asked to use a gun, and you're going to have to work on your shooting.
Whoa.
Yeah, I think that's just standard. Okay? I don't think you're going to go, like,
You're going to go sharpshooter, but you need to practice with the pistol or gun, and then rifle.
It's a requirement.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's just protocol, and it doesn't mean that you're going to be using it, but you would have to be just like a cop or anyone else that has a firearm.
You have to know how to use it.
Yeah, you would have to be checked, like, you know, recertified or something every 6 months or once a year or something. So I don't know what that means. But, you know, I also was getting what I used to do was medical records was scanning and transferring files. So I feel like maybe transferring files via computer, you know, in the foreign office or to a translator or something like that. Something about numbers, financial. So don't know what that is. Where maybe they're watching people's money. Different countries, maybe they're watching the money, you know, so I don't know if that makes sense, but I wish you a lot of luck. I feel very positive about it, whatever happens.
Okay, well, that's awesome. I thank you so much.
All right, have a good night.
You too.
All right, 916. Hi, 916.
Hello.
What's your name?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
My name's Rain. I'm calling from Sacramento.
And what's your question, Ray?
My question is just if you see anything with my love life. I don't have anything right now, and you know I'm young. I have restarted my career, and just really interested if you do see anything, yes or no, I guess.
Well, I'm seeing a dark-haired lady with
curly
hair.
Oh my God! I just wrote that down, Kelly Joe.
Well, we're in sync.
I just wrote down dark hair. Yes. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. And she's like petite, and she has the bluest eyes. Her eyes are like crystalline blue. And she has thick eyelashes. And you're going to meet her through a friend of a friend. And it looks like you're going to meet her over the wintertime.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
Go
All right. Well, I am only seeing her from behind. I'm seeing the back of her, and she's coy and flirtatious and cute, and she turns her head over her shoulder and looks at you because she knows you're watching her behind as she walks away. So she knows. So she sees you. She knows you're watching her walk away. You may meet her or something, and maybe she's getting ready to leave or something like that, and she's walking away or walking up to the bar or something, and she turns very coyly over her shoulder and looks at you, and she catches you. Oh, yeah. She knows what she's doing. Yeah, you'll be gone.
So you're going to be fine meeting lady folks.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate
it. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. 1111111111. whoops, wrong one. Whoops, hold on a minute. I got hit the wrong one. Operator error. Hi, 111.
Hi.
What's your name?
Hi, Melissa.
What's your question?
Colorado. Yes, thank you, Lisa. Really quick. So I have a friend that's a few thousand miles away and, you know, cost of airline and all that. Well, I want to know if you see my friend coming to visit any time soon this year, like for holidays or you have like a kind of the time frame.
Go ahead, Carol Ann.
It's just a good friend.
Okay, so what I'm getting a question, do I see her friend coming to visit? And they're 3,000 miles apart.
It's a male. My male friend, we were good friends. Want to know if he will be coming to visit me because I'm starting a project and I'm going to need his help.
December? Does that sound about right? The month of December?
He's either talking about it
or he's going to be there.
Okay.
That's what I get.
I agree with Carol Ann, and you won't kill each other.
Mm.
Okay.
That's
you're
going to
get along. And on the project, you guys will work well together with the project.
Wow. Thank you. Ladies, thank you. Thank you for your time.
Have a Merry Christmas.
People. Yes, you too, man. Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
Okay. 917. Hi, 917. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, Kelly Jo and Carol Ann. This is Ellen. I'm calling from New York.
And what's your question, Ellen?
I started a new job about a month and a half ago. Can you pick up what impressions I've made on my coworkers and supervisors?
They like you. And they think you're doing a good job.
Okay. That's good
and
to know.
And you're finishing and completing the work, and they're really, really happy with you. So that's what I see. Go ahead, Carol Ann.
I get their... amazed. The word I get is kind of amazed. They're not used to people of your caliber. Let me put it that way. And they're very happy. Does that make sense to you? I feel like you've got a little bit more in the qualification department than other people they've interviewed or other people that work there. Does that make sense?
Well, there are a few people there who I think are great, well-qualified, and I was hoping to fit in with them, so it sounds like I do. But they may have interviewed other people who were not as qualified as me for the particular position I'm in. So anyway, all I can say is that I like what both of you said. It makes me feel much more comfortable.
Yeah, you're going to get along with everyone. And what I like about it is there's a mutual respect. So that, to me, is a first-class operation. You know, you don't have the pettiness. So I think you're accepted. If they're A-listers, you're an A-lister, okay, rather than a B-lister. You know what I mean?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
And they're saying that you're surpassing all the learning curves. Like if you're handed
something, there you go.
You got it, and you got it down pat in 2 weeks flat. Bada-boom, bada-bing.
Well, thank you, ladies. I appreciate the reading.
You're welcome.
It makes me feel so much better.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. 856. Hey, 856. Where are you from and what's your name?
It's Rosemary from New Jersey. I guess I have the same question. Like, I have a new relationship for a minute. I have nobody around me quite yet, so if that's ever going to happen.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Well, you have to leave the apartment or the house. That's what I get. And you've been reluctant to do that, maybe because of COVID in the last few years or so. But I see new bright and shiny
by spring. I feel like you're, like, redoing yourself. Does that make sense, Rosemary? I feel like you're going to look at yourself differently, maybe change your hair, lose some weight, gain some weight, change your outfit, put a new spring in your step, you know what I mean? Because I do feel there's a few gentlemen that one is widowed, one is divorced, so there might be some interest there. Does that make sense?
Yeah. There's a lot of changes.
Okay.
With me, but unwidowed. Yeah, the second one, I know who that is.
Okay.
The widowed, I don't know who that is. Is that one of those that ever happened?
New people, darling. Got new people, new experiences. Put your makeup on, put your V-neck as a girl's best friend, and go out and stand on the proper side of the door so you don't get whopped. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, cool. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good night.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Hey, 6 p.m.
This is going to meet a gentleman.
Hi.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for taking my call, ladies.
You're welcome. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Dion, and I'm from Wisconsin.
And
mm-hmm.
What's your question?
Okay, so I wrote a book, and I've been told it's really good, and, you know, so I'm just wondering, do you see, like, a publisher offering me a contract or a movie contract or both?
You're going to self-publish it, and then it'll get out there, and then a regular publisher will pick it up, and yes, later on, after the book is out for like a year and a half, I do see a Lifetime movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
I get sequel. What I like about it, I feel there will be sequels. So that will be great.
So
and it'd be like,
book
I kind of feel like Joan Collins almost kind of feel to it. I don't know why
Jackie,
I'm getting her.
Jackie or Joan?
I'm sorry, I can hardly hear you.
Jackie Collins or Joan Collins? Jackie Collins.
Joan
sister,
Collins.
Was a writer.
Yes, Joan Collins was an actress and a writer. I don't know if she's still alive. She might be.
So the first book that I wrote has been out for a little over a year, and the sequel, it's actually a trilogy. The sequel is at the editor's. And the trilogy is, like, on chapter 3. So I was just wondering, like, timelines. Like, is it soon?
Within a year is when I get.
Okay.
When are you here, Kelly
okay.
Joe?
In within a year. So, yeah, and then that'll happen.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
That was cool. Well, if we don't
mm-hmm.
get to everybody, we will get back to you next time, but I got one more call we can get in. Hello,
okay.
What's your name, where you're from, and what's your question? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, what's your question, hon?
Hi, I'm Connie from Florida. And the question is, we're getting a new attorney at the firm and that I work for, and everything's changing. Do you think it'll be a smooth transition and she'll, you know, like me, or how do you think it's going to go?
Go ahead, Carolyn. Hello,
oh, yeah,
Carolyn.
I thought I was muted. yes, she will like you, Connie. What is not to like about you?
Oh,
nothing.
Sweet.
So she will like you, and I feel that she is a decent human being. She's actually a human being. She's not pontificating. She's human. You know, she's friendly. She's hardworking, no nonsense kind of gal, down to earth.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. She likes beautiful things.
Oh, wonderful!
I get that. Yeah, she likes beautiful things. So I don't know what that means, but
okay.
She knows how to motivate people.
I also being grateful to the work you do, and she'll acknowledge that to you.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
How nice. All right. Well, it's always a nerve-wracking time, so that's why I ask.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Okay. Well, thank you, ladies. Have a
good
evening.
You're welcome.
Have a
good night. Thank you. Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you, too. Thank you, Carol Ann, for coming on tonight and being here. And we'll see you, all you other people, on the show next time. And you have a wonderful evening, Miss Carol Ann.
Thank you so much, Kelly Jo. Always a great time being with you.
All right. And thanks to everybody out there who called into the show.